that people are responding to what they're being offered at the moment in the way that they inevitably will, which is to see it as inauthentic, false, short-term, and doomed. It feels as if all we're watching at the moment is a supermarket sweep of an entity, a once powerful cohesive entity that knows its time is up, and it's just running up and down the supermarket shelves, sweeping as much as it possibly can into the trolley before the clock stops and the lights go out. And you could look at the Second World War and say, well, what really, apart from the destruction and the corpses, were the consequences of the Second World War? And you could say, well, it was the giving the Soviet half of Europe. People were told in Britain, well, we're going to war to save Poland and to bring democracy back, freedom for a free people. By the end of the war, that wasn't even attempted. Poland was thrown to the wolves. There was no it wasn't true. And so, you know, people are increasingly, people like myself are wondering about the narrative that we grew up with. Because again, it does come back to trust, and it comes back to people fundamental trust, belief. People have to believe in something. And now too many people are looking back at the 20th century, which was the world in which their parents and grandparents grew up, and they're thinking, what I've been told about that, is that true? Is that the only way to interpret what was done? I don't hold myself up to be an expert in anything. It's your responsibility to ask the questions that he would want asked if he had your opportunity. That's all I do. And I think that I have a sense that the questions that are occurring to me are occurring to me because I'm just a reasonable person. And I know that more and more people are, I know they're asking those same questions because they're more than capable of realizing, you know, that so much of what we have been given is a fiction that too many of us don't believe in anymore.